And thanks for joining me this evening. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. The Mizzou International Composers Festival is coming up from July 23rd through the 28th here in Columbia, Missouri. We'll have a lot of incredible composers and musicians in town during that time. And here at Mizzou Music, we'll be giving many of them a chance to tell us about themselves and their music and what we can look forward to hearing from them at the end of July. Joining me this evening is Chen Yi, one of the guest composers at this year's Mizzou International Composers Festival. Chen Yi, welcome.
Thank you, Aaron, for inviting me to talk to our audience. I am Chen Yi. You can call me Dr. Chen, or you can call me Professor Chen, or just Chen Yi. My last name is Chen, C-H-E-N, as in Chinese manner. I didn't change the order of my name into English, like Yi Chen, but everybody calls me Chen Yi as before. And I'm glad to be here to meet all of you, because this year I would become the guest composer in our Missouri's International Composers Festival. And it's my honor to be invited to work with our young composers and this wonderful ensemble, which I have met for the first time in China just last month in Beijing Modern Music Festival, as well as the ISCM International World Music Day. ISCM stands for International Society for Contemporary Music. And this year, it was the international conference, which is called the World Music Day 2018, given in China. So that was also together with the Beijing Modern Music Festival, which invited the Alarm Wheel Song to perform a whole bunch of programs. And that was a great performance. And also just a great experience for all of our music and musicians in Alarm Wheel Song. I would like to just introduce a little bit two pieces that the Alarm Wheel Song will play of mine. And both a chamber works. And the first one is called Sparkle, which was written as an octet originally, sparkle, like the sparks and so active and shimmering, like a different fast tempo, and but our professor Stephen Fron, and he adapted my piece into the whole ensemble for Alarm Wheel Song, which was the first time I heard that in Beijing. It was exciting. That is for a larger ensemble this time. And so during the festival this year, they will do it again. It would be the American premiere. And this piece would be a very active, like a kind of energy. And you cannot feel it physically, but you can feel it internally and also emotionally from all these shimmering textures. And the second piece that you would hear is called Near Distance, which was a sixth for six instruments, which would be a little bit more abstract.
So, Dr. Chen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I came from China. Long time ago, I would say that I have gone through the Cultural Revolution in the 60s and when I was a teenager, but have gone through a lot of hardship. When the Cultural Revolution ended eventually in the 70s, I have become one of the first class of the composition students accepted to study composition professionally in Beijing Central Conservatory, which is one of the top conservatories in the country. And I have gone through this strict training in both Western classical and also Chinese traditional culture and folk music training. So before I went to Columbia University in 1986, I have earned two of my former degrees in composition in China from Beijing Central Conservatory. Besides those, I have been working as a concertmaster in an opera, Beijing Opera House in Guangzhou, my hometown, for 8 years. So I primarily play violin as a violinist. After this, I studied in the States for 7 years for my doctoral degree in New York. So I am very familiar with New York's new music scene because I have worked with many musicians and composers, and also I have played many of their works on my violin as well. And so after I came to Midwest, I think that I still go back to East Coast, the West Coast, and other places or European countries or China, because every year in the summer, we have summer festivals given in China. So I have been invited back as a guest professor since 2006. So I would be there for 1 or 2 months each year to teach young composers and also to have my works performed there. I brought in a lot of American composers and musicians to China as well, to different festivals. And particularly my colleagues, I work in UMKC, University of Missouri in Kansas City, Conservatory of Music and Dance. So you would see that many of my colleagues have been guest professors in China's top conservatories every year, and they would have a different schedule. They may not go together, but they would teach and perform in different sections and different timing as well. I thought that for the exchange, I would see much of the ideas and not only the technique, not only the training, but also the ideas, the concepts, education, and cultural exchange. I thought that is beneficial for both sides. I thought that to improve the understanding between people from different cultures would be very good for the future and the peace. And one thing I also have to mention, that among our musicians of Alarm Will Sound, many of them are excellent composers as well. I just found that out this time in China, because we have heard that excellent ensemble piece by our violinist, and who is also a composer, which is an excellent piece. And also Professor Stephen Fong, and he has conducted my work before, and also he is an excellent composer. I knew his music when he was young, much younger, like 15 years ago until now. I thought that I have seen him growing and getting all these excellent works out. And I think that this time I will work with him closely, because it will be two of my works during the festival. I am so happy that I have been invited to be the guest composer this time.
We're very, very excited about the Mizzou International Composers Festival as well. We've got we've already had most of the resident composers on the program already, and we're, I think at this point, we've listened to most of their works. We're pretty familiar with it. The last composer will be a guest later on in this show, Doug Osman, and we're very excited about getting to see the work of these young men and women, having their works performed by such a renowned ensemble like Alarm Will Sound. You're a prolific composer. Is there a particular arrangement that you prefer to write for? Do you like writing for small ensemble or large groups?
And in the orchestra field, people think that I am an orchestra composer. Although I have written a lot of chamber works, primary, I have written a lot of orchestra works. Also, I have been a resident composer for the Women's Philharmonic and Chanticleer and Aptos Middle School as a part of the new residences program supported by Meet the Composer, which now merged in with American Music Center to become New Music USA. You may have heard this a national organization which supports the new music in the States. I am really much involved and supported and also related to this organization because since I received my doctoral degree in 1993 from Columbia University in New York City, mm-hmm. I became a resident composer in San Francisco for this site, which includes the Women's Philharmonic, which is a 70-piece orchestra or performed by women. We perform women's compositions, and also we have women conductors, and also we had the International Women Composers Resource Center. I have worked there for 3 years, supported by Meet the Composer. And I think that during that time, I have started working with women composers and started to promote women composers around the world to many other organizations. And that's why I am very much supportive, or I am advocate of women in music.
My guest this evening has been Dr. Chen Yi of UMKC Conservatory of Music and Dance. She'll be one of our featured composers at this year's Mizzou International Composers Festival here in Columbia from July 23rd through the 28th. Dr. Chen, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to speak with us today.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me.
Absolutely.